Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Exodus 16, the verses 2 to 8, 11 to 18, and 31 to 35. It is about 18 verses long, and I will not read all that to you because of time constraints. But my theme is grumbling, and I want to wonder whether that can be seen as a respectable sin. In the wilderness of sin, the Israelites faced a critical moment of doubt and anxiety. Their hunger led them to grumble against Moses and Aaron, revealing a significant spiritual shortcoming. Their complaint was not just about physical hunger. It was an outcry of distrust in God's provision and care. In this text, the Israelites display a selective memory of their past, hungry for the meat pots of Egypt, while forgetting the brutality and hopelessness of their enslavement. When faced with the challenges of the present, they exaggerated their plight, accusing Moses and Aaron of leading them into the desert to die. Yet at its core, their grumbling revealed a deeper issue, a heart misaligned with God's purpose and a lack of trust in his promises. My dear friends, grumbling, as seen in the Israelites and even prevalent in modern times, can be described as a respectable sin. While we might rebuke major sins like theft or adultery, we often tolerate or overlook the smaller sins like grumbling. Yet, this seemingly minor act of discontent can indicate a significant spiritual ailment: distrust in God's sovereignty. Grumbling distorts our view of the past, even the beautiful past and its glories. It exaggerates our present circumstances. And most significantly, grumbling dishonors God. When we grumble, we question God's goodness and faithfulness in our lives. But here is the trick. It is important to differentiate between lamenting, which is a genuine outpouring of grief or sorrow to God, and grumbling, which questions God's purpose and plan for our lives. There are two questions for reflection. One, how often do we romanticize our past or exaggerate our present challenges, allowing discontentment to creep into our hearts? Two, in what areas of our lives are we grumbling, and what does it reveal about our trust in God? Lord God, our Heavenly Father, forgive us for the times we have grumbled, overlooking the multitude of blessings you have showered upon us. Teach us to trust in your perfect plan, even when we do not understand it. Align our hearts with your purpose, so instead of grumbling, we radiate gratitude and contentment. This is our prayer through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.